Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The story goes like this. Last week, a transgender artist released a photo in which she insisted that she was a man who menstruates. In other words, has a period. Cass Clemmer posted a picture of herself bleeding from the crotch, captioned, "Periods are not just for women," and the hashtag bleeding while trans, close quote. This is sickness here. Sorry, Cass. Yes. You know, if you just went and asked Alice Cooper, he would tell you this.
Some of you are going like, "Better Church, please. I don't get the joke." There's a song from the 70s, Alice Cooper, "Only Women Bleed."
I know that that wasn't his point. I know.
Below the photo, Clemmer inserted a poem she wrote for a spoken word event at a menstrual health conference last summer. What in the world is a menstrual health conference? Let me rephrase the question. Why is there? It either happens or it doesn't, right? The Huffington Post briefly described the photo as an attempt to broaden the cultural understanding of the different types of people who experience menstruation. No, there's only one type of person, and that's a female that has the plumbing and the anatomy necessary to experience it, you dolts. Clemmer told the HuffPo that the photo was a reaction to critics of her coloring book, The Adventures of Tony the Tampon, a period coloring book. I can't wait for my copy to arrive in the mail, which was intended to teach Chirons about menstruation, she told HuffPo. There's nothing else in this that I could read or share with you other than because the poetry is just laced with imbecilic, sophomoric profanities. So I don't have anything to add. I'm not going to add anything because of the subject matter. But I will say this. These people are freaking bonkers. You know, when we're told that you have to respect and acknowledge these people for who they really are. No, I don't. I absolutely do not. And neither do you. These people are not right. They're not right in the head. And they're certainly not the kind of right in the head that ought to be making public statements that can taint what little rightness in the head remains in the rest of us. 844-527-8723. I'm going to move on now. If you want to read about Tony the Tampon, it's in today's pile of prep. Or the author of Tony the Tampon, who thinks she's a man. Wouldn't that make her... Wait a minute. I'm not done with that story. She named the coloring book after a male name. That's a male name. Tony, short for Anthony. Miss Clammer, how do you know that tampon's not cisgendered. Hmm? How do you know that that's not a neutral piece of feminine hygiene product? Who are you to be assigning gender and a name to an innocent assemblage of cotton and other synthetic fibers? Pseudo-gendered. Tony the pseudo-gendered tampon. How about that? So they're asking in the chat room, did she just assume tampon gender? Well, I suppose that she did. You know, the tampon is shaped like a, well, you know.